The following reflection is led by Tara Brock. To access more of my meditations or reflections, or to join my email list, please visit tarabrock.com. What we're exploring is a way of taking refuge that, I mean, there's many, many different variations. But I'd like to invite you just to experiment right now with one variation that I've personally found really valuable, and many people I know that have done it have found it. It gives them a way onward to keep on calling on what they most trust and love in themselves. Sitting comfortably, closing your eyes. You might take a few long, deep breaths, filling the lungs with the in-breath, and with the out-breath, that kind of releasing, relaxing outward, letting go. And again. And again. Letting the breath be in its natural rhythm. Imagine you could journey forward in time and encounter your future self. You might go 10 years or 20 years, depending on how old you are and how far forward you want to go. But let yourself engage with that, that you're moving forward in time. And you're going to meet your future self, an older, awake, evolved version of your being, fully evolved. And just see where this future self is living. Let yourself see what they look like. And what the feeling of their presence is like. Yes, what's the quality of that presence, the quality of the listening, the way your future self looks at you, just the heart quality. You might let your future self know something that's going on in your current life that feels difficult, maybe to do with work or relationships, or how you are with yourself. Just ask for guidance. And just listening with an open heart, available. Before leaving, you might find out if there's any message your future self wants you to leave with that will serve you right here, tonight, this weekend, in the moments of your current life. Take a moment to imagine the feeling and vision and wisdom and heart of your future self filling you. Just filling your cells and the spaces between the cells and your heart and your mind. Sensing the light and the warmth of bodhicitta, and the possibility of remembering and connecting with this awakened heart mind during daily life. So as you return to this moment and sense just what you're carrying with you, sense the calling and the presence and aliveness of your evolved self, right here and now. Rumi says, sometimes you hear a voice through the door calling you, as a fish out of water hears the surf's come back. This turn towards what you deeply love saves you. This turn towards what you deeply love saves you.